Harper One and Harper Audio present God and Race, a guide for moving beyond black fists and white knuckles by John Siebling and Wayne Francis. Read by Kiff Vandenhuvel and Zeno Robinson. Part 1. Hope. Chapter 1. Start at the end. Begin creating a house that looks like heaven. John Siebling and Wayne Francis. You have a problem. It's a complicated problem with historical, political, and spiritual dimensions. And it's a big deal. We have the same problem, and so does everyone else in the world. Racism is real, and it affects everyone. The thing about complicated problems is there are no simple solutions. Approaching racial tension with simple solutions is like a heart surgeon stepping into surgery armed with a couple of band-aids and a get-well-soon card. One book is not going to fix centuries of pain, profiling, and privilege. However, although there are no simple solutions to this complex problem, we believe there is a simple starting point. If our country is going to start to heal from centuries of tension, it's going to be because we begin having civil conversations with people who don't look like us. Conversations are the starting point, because so much of the misunderstanding comes from a lack of perspective. The next time you are in the same room with someone, try this exercise. Hold up a book between you. If it's this book, even better. With the front cover facing you, and ask them to describe what they see. Even though they are looking at the same book as you, they will describe the back cover. You are looking at the same object, but from two different vantage points. For the sake of illustration, pretend you want to know what the back cover looks like, but aren't able to turn the book around. What would you do? You wouldn't make something up in your head and assume you already know what it looks like. The way forward is to ask the right questions to the person who can see it, and then listen to their perspective. You may not be able to see the back cover, but you can engage in a conversation with that person and let them paint a picture of it for you. Together, you can each gain a better understanding of the whole book. That is a simple illustration with powerful implications. The truth is, no matter who you are, you have a limited vantage point. That's not a shot at you. It's an observation about humans. You are seeing every problem our world is facing from your perspective, which is why so many racist remarks begin with, "Why can't they just..." "I don't understand why he doesn't..." "If it were me, I'd already have..." But when we learn to have actual, mature conversations with people of other ethnicities, our perspectives and horizons are expanded. In this book, we want to give you a guide for not just starting conversations with people who don't look like you, but letting those conversations turn into friendships. The starting point is simple, but that doesn't mean starting is simple. Learning how to have conversations about race is an art, and that art is what this book is all about. These conversations can be intimidating, but we'll be your guides and help you navigate the waters of race relations with confidence and grace. Why are conversations about race, particularly in the white-black tension, so scary to initiate and difficult to sustain? By the way, we know racism is not solely a black and white problem, but that is our context. Whatever ethnicity you are, whatever hardships you've experienced, we hope that by hearing about racism from our two perspectives, you'll be able to step into your arena and fight your fight with confidence and love. The black and white tension is tense because we are inheriting centuries of pain and power struggles.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?